Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to the Behind the Sports Show, the show where we talk about everything happening in and around the world of sports, not just the scores, but the stories, the culture, and the moments that really matter. So whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good story, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Giovanna Scroggins, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. It is a good Wednesday, and I want to start the show right here with some NFL action. The Cleveland Browns signed another quarterback to their depth chart, adding now number six if you include Deshaun Watson, and in addition to the other four, they added Tyler Huntley. And as of right now, the unofficial depth chart for the season, Joe Flacco is at number one, followed by Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel at three, and Shedeur Sanders at the fourth spot. Shedeur Sanders is slated currently to start their first preseason game, that game happening Friday, August 8th. And they will be playing the Panthers on the road. But what's interesting to me, you start Shedeur Sanders. Obviously, there's hype around, you know, Coach Prime's baby boy. And make sure you follow us on Instagram at Behind the Sports Show, because I break down all of this in a little video I made. But this is interesting. Now you have six quarterbacks. Are all those six quarterbacks making the 53-man roster? That's my question I have to this Browns organization. Is this more of a play for the future? Because obviously Joe Flacco, he's almost out of there. That man's a grandpa. Kenny Pickett has injury problems and not so sure about him. Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders are your future. So are you using these other guys as kind of a trade bait? Are you using them as a play? What is going to happen in Cleveland? Obviously, they needed some help at the quarterback situation with Deshaun Watson. I mean, that guy was just abysmal, and I'm sure they are regretting that decision to pay that man that much money. Well, up next, we're going to go to the world of baseball with serial writer Dan Schlossberg. Stay tuned. This is BTS on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, When you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Going to the world of baseball and home run records, I want to welcome in, I said it before we cut to break, but serial author Dan Schlossberg. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Giovanna. Great to be talking to you.
Yeah, great to be talking to you as well. And I'm honestly impressed when I saw this kind of stat, if you will. It kind of reminded me of Alexander Hamilton, writing like you're out of time. You've written over 41 books and more than 25,000 articles about baseball. And you're a Braves fan. And I want to start right there with one of your books that's been out now, Home Run King. Dive into that book for me and tell me what made you want to write this after, you know, this iconic home run record.
Well, this was my second Hank Aaron biography. I wrote one 50 years ago in 1974, just when he was on the verge of breaking Babe Ruth's record. But it's called Home Run King, The Remarkable Record of Hank Aaron. It talks about his record not only as an athlete, but as an advocate for civil rights. He did a heck of a lot. He was out there really raising awareness. And, you know, being in Atlanta, that was the home of Ralph David Abernathy, Martin Luther King, many, many civil rights leaders, Andrew Young. So Hank Aaron did a lot.
Yeah, I think it's important to keep Hank Aaron's name kind of in the history books because a lot of people, you know, you have Babe Ruth, and at the end of the day, he didn't ever want to replace Babe Ruth. He wanted just to be remembered alongside him. And in your book, you kind of just do exactly that, remembering Hank Aaron's name and making sure that everybody knows some of the emotional and often overlooked aspects of his life. But I'm curious, what moment or story in your research stuck with you the most when writing this about Aaron?
Well, actually, his post-career, four Democratic presidents said that Hank Aaron's campaigning for them actually put them in the White House. We're talking about Jimmy Carter and Joe Biden and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. All four of them said Aaron's campaigning for them helped them win election.
And that alone is, it's really interesting because there is a little bit of a controversial take when you include politics and sports. In your opinion, though, is politics and sports something that should be a little bit of a marriage and kind of it bleeds over and that's okay? Or should it be separate?
Well, politics kind of is a sport. The president often shows up at World Series games, All-Star games, and to win election, it's like winning the World Series. So you can make some parallels.
Yeah, and I think the parallels are very clear. To your point, though, I mean, even with our current president, we've seen him at loads of sports events and kind of some sports events you wouldn't even see him at. So it's really interesting. Let's switch gears and talk about the new baseball Bible. And this one was really interesting to me when you have this book that you wrote, because it's for the fans and for the fan and all of us. Tell me about the baseball Bible and kind of what inspired this one.
The new baseball Bible is both a bathroom book and a coffee table book. You can leave it in your bathroom, pick it up, read it backwards, and find something that you really like on any page. Or you can treat it like a coffee table book, put it on your coffee table, pick it up and read it in chronological order. There is no chronological order in the book. It's written by subjects, not by dates. So you can really enjoy everything about the book. And, you know, speaking of politics, there's a section in that book, too, of presidents at the ballpark. And did you know that Harry Truman was ambidextrous and threw out one pitch with each hand?
I did not know that. That's actually kind of fascinating when it comes to being ambidextrous.
Yeah, well, presidents can do amazing things. And just about every president has been to opening day and thrown out the first pitch.
Yes, I did know that. But with this book specifically, the Baseball Bible, I really love how you balance classical baseball lore, like Aaron and Ruth. But then you also have on the other side fun things like traditions and quirky player habits. And I'm curious, what's one superstition you've uncovered in this book?
Oh, I love the superstitions. You know, we talk about numbers and superstitions with numbers, especially the number 13. Ralph Branca, who threw the most infamous pitch in baseball history, the one that Bobby Thompson hit for the pennant-winning home run for the New York Giants in 1951, Branca was wearing number 13. And after the season, he switched to number 12 because he didn't want anything like that to happen again.
I'm curious, is there one superstition that you've seen in today's game with a specific player or maybe a team or a field that is a really standout superstition for you?
One of my favorites is Wade Boggs, of Hall of Fame third baseman. He used to do everything at exactly the same time, like 7:17, 6:57. And so Bobby Cox, when he was managing Toronto, tried to screw up Wade Boggs' routine by changing the scoreboard clock and making it go off by a few minutes. He thought it would jinx Wade Boggs.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost a little bit OCD, don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit. But how about the guys who won't step on the white lines who say they're not superstitious, they don't want anything bad to happen to them, though?
Exactly. But speaking of baseball now, Let's fast forward, and I'm curious to get your takes. I know you're a Braves fan. How would a guy like Hank Aaron fare in today's game?
Good question. He was a pretty humble, introverted guy. He would not flip his bat. He would not make crazy home run trots around the bases. He would probably play the game exactly the way he played it way back then, with his head down and letting his bat speak for him. In fact, Don Drysdale once said Hank Aaron looked like he was falling asleep between pitches, but apparently not, because he had 17 home runs against Don Drysdale.
You said something very interesting to me, and I'm curious on your takes on this, because in sports in general, I feel like a lot of these players have a little bit of a diva mentality, or it's a little bit glitzy, glammy. Do you think that baseball wouldn't be baseball today and people wouldn't be as bought into it if you had guys that kind of kept their head down and just played the game? Or does it need a little bit of the glitzy, glammy, and needs a little bit of excitement sometimes that, I guess, the tempers bring to the game?
It's a very good question. I mean, there's so much bat flipping and crazy uniforms, and even just the protective equipment that guys wear when they come to the plate. You know, the different colors and things like that. Things have really changed. And I liked it the old way. I'm a traditionalist. I like baseball players just to show with their ability how good they are. Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron. You didn't see the bat flipping. You didn't see the crazy extra colors. They just played the game the way it was meant to be played.
Right. And I mean, at that time, playing a little bit of devil's advocate, at that time, the game of baseball was very, very much different, to your point. So when you look at the modern day and age, and when you look at how our society is, I think there is a little bit of a room for the bat flipping. And I think if you didn't have that, the game of baseball or sports would look extremely different. It might not have the viewership that it has nowadays, and the storylines that, you know, make the headlines. But speaking of storylines, what are your predictions or storylines to watch currently or in the future for this MLB season?
Well, it's really interesting being in the New York area where I live. I'm in northern New Jersey. Both the Mets and the Yankees are really struggling right now, and they're among the highest paid teams in baseball, so it's kind of surprising. To me, I thought the Dodgers were going to run away and hide, but San Diego is really making a run, and what they did at the trade deadline suggests that they might get into the World Series. And here's something really interesting. Thanks to Cal Raleigh, Seattle could win the first pennant in its history. It's the only team that has never won a pennant.
Wow. Well, I mean, hopefully they can turn it around. I mean, being in Texas, I'm a big Rangers fan, so we'll see what happens this season. Dan, thank you so much. Make sure you grab Home Run King, the remarkable record of Hank Aaron, and also the new Baseball Bible, wherever books are sold. Dan, hope you have a great day. Thanks for coming and joining us.
Thanks, Giovanna. Nice talking to you.
All right, up next, going into women in sports right here on BTS. Stay tuned.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215.
800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. This next conversation is one dear to my heart because I actually met our next guest over TikTok, essentially. She has an incredible mind behind what it takes to create a new podcast in the space of sports, specifically covering the NFL. I want to welcome in Victoria Henderson. Victoria, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, of course. I'm glad that you're on the show today because, as I just mentioned, you have lots of exciting ideas around a new show that you're making. Tell us the details you can. I'm excited to hear it, and I want everyone to make sure they get plugged in with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am creating a new podcast called The Game, based around the NFL. And the whole idea is that there are so many amazing sports, NFL-based shows, podcasts, et cetera, out there, but a lot of them aren't female-centered. So there's always women on the panels. And I thought, you know, there's room for more women to have a show with, you know, that bring female voices out in a little bit of a stronger way and talk about the NFL in a way that maybe traditional media hasn't spoken about it in the past. And as you said, I found you on TikTok, and from the first hour of posting about this new project on TikTok, thousands of women have kind of come through saying, I've been waiting for a female NFL community. I've been wanting to find other girls who are into this. And so the entire project has become very much centered around the community at this point. So we are building a show that's entertaining, engaging, something a little bit different than what a traditional media company would bring you. And we're going to be bringing interesting conversations, having a lot of fun, and visiting some cities to bring women, but not only women, but other fans together through the process.
You know, what's interesting is because the sports media landscape has shifted tremendously. I mean, the media landscape in general has shifted. And I think that's why you've got a lot of buy-in from an app like TikTok, because all these people that consume sports news, they might not click on their TV to watch ESPN or SportsCenter first thing in the morning, especially if you're a woman. You're not doing that unless your boyfriend or your husband is playing it in the background, or maybe your dad is playing it in the background. You're going to be scrolling, doom scrolling at those wee hours in the morning trying to find content. And if that happens to be sports content, then boom, Victoria Henderson with this new podcast called The Game is right there for you. And that's why I really liked you as well, because it's similar to what I'm building here with BTS, right? It's a little bit of a different show. It's not your typical stats and everything. Yes, we do cover that, but it's the conversations, like the conversation we're having now, that really uncovers the behind the sports, everything that goes on truly behind the sports. But I'm curious on your takes on a sports media landscape right now. Where do you think people are going to consume their sports news?
Yeah, I think one of the interesting things about the landscape today is I'm in the millennial generation, and a lot of millennials aren't going to the news. Like, my parents and a lot of my parents' friends watch traditional news, but I think the rest of, like, millennials and younger are going to social media for news. A lot of people log on to X immediately, especially in the NFL. Somebody gets injured, you go on X right away to see what's going on with the injury, what are the updates, things like that. So I think that podcasts and social media is where a lot of sports media is trending, because that's where people are going in real time to talk about sport. And I think that also the buildup of shows like the golf show that follows all of the players, that increased PGA Tour viewership. Oh, Full Swing, there we go. Full Swing increased PGA Tour viewership by 63%. And so it's interesting that people who are watching want to know more about the players, the lifestyle, the interaction of life and sport more now than ever before. And I think that sports media is making its way in that direction with such live updates, with all of the players having their own social media, their own teams, their own brands that are kind of popping up everywhere. And so I think we're at this really pivotal time in sports media where, you know, as everything, social media has changed the landscape. And I think now is just such a good time, especially for women in sport, with the ability to create a platform essentially out of thin air to come in and give their take. And I mean, it's similar to what you're doing here, you know, talking behind the sport, talking and having different conversations about it, and then using social media to update in real time, talk about news, things like that.
I think it's so funny how you called it X. I will never get on that bandwagon. I'm calling it Twitter until the day I die, unfortunately. Sorry, but I have to always call it Twitter. But I really liked what you said when it comes to the intersection of lifestyle and sports. And I think we're seeing this not only in the media landscape, but just how fans are viewing sports nowadays. Like we've briefly talked about in previous episodes, travel and sports, and how a bunch of people, fans, are now spending the money and using their vacation or their PTO to go on a vacation and a trip that's surrounding a sports event, whether it's as extravagant as a Super Bowl or going on the PGA Tour or whatever that might be. A lot of people are buying into the lifestyle from that standpoint. So I really like kind of the synergies between those two words and how it's kind of creating this lane for us. I mean, we've talked about offline a lot about the Cowboys and kind of their organization. And similarly to Full Swing, you also have the F1 reality series, if you will. And now the Cowboys, they have their own DCC show. So it's like now we're having reality TV shows, essentially, in the sports world. I mean, what are your thoughts on making a reality? I mean, you kind of have Hard Knocks, which is somewhat of a reality show, but what do you think about reality shows in the sports world?
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I'm like a reality TV Bravo girly. I love watching reality TV. I think it's such a good way to just turn my brain off and have something to enjoy. And I want to know, when I became a football fan, I had all these questions about the players and about their wives, and you like see their wives and girlfriends on Instagram. And I feel like there's so many questions that I have. And I feel like the DCC show is such a fun watch and such a good look into what it actually looks like. And I think that there's also a level of extra like respect and credibility given to players if we were to see them in a reality TV format, because they're juggling multiple children, they're juggling a relationship, contract deals. Like if you're a top of the line player, you're not only a player, but you're also like a business person, and you're often a husband or a dad. And that's inherently chaotic. And so I think that there's also a whole other level of professionalism that we don't see. We just see them on the field and talk about them on the field. But I mean, I would love to watch a full reality TV show on sports players, whether it's football or something else, because you know you're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. And I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of drama from the sports world.
Yeah, I mean, Netflix has done these things. I mean, they have a college level of it, and then obviously they have an NFL level when it comes to like the quarterback show, following various quarterbacks around the league. But I'm curious, I want to see like everything. I don't want to just see like the top names. I want to hear about the names that aren't as talked about, but that are still making an impact on the field. And also to your point that you just mentioned, like, it's one of those things that we view these people, and this is one of my main prerogatives when it comes to BTS and the show, is we view these athletes a lot of times as entertainment. There's no really room for these athletes to have a space where they're more than just a Super Bowl winning quarterback, or they're more than just a Pro Bowl athlete, or they're more than just a fantastic home run hitter. These people are husbands and dads and other people, and oftentimes they can run businesses outside of, you know, what they do when it comes to the league. What's probably in your mind, I know you're a Lions fan, What one player or possibly one family in the league currently that really stands out to you that just gives like strong family unit? And obviously, you know, the husband is a dog. What's that one family for you?
Well, because I am a Lions fan, I mean, Jared and Kristen Goff just had their first baby, and I feel like that's really interesting to watch just because there are already so many eyes on Jared Goff. And even if people aren't, you know, giving him his flowers, and a lot of people are ranking him pretty low, which, you know, I have my feelings about, but I think that with his timing of having a child and his point in his career, that's a family that I'm very, very interested in seeing, because Kristen also just got like a Sports Illustrated spread. And so they're both kind of at heights of their career. And so watching them, I think, is going to be really, really interesting, opposed to like a Christian McCaffrey, who also just had a baby more recently. They're a little bit more established. So I think that like Jared and Kristen are very interesting to me. And I just kind of like the drama of people saying, you know, people have always said about Jared Goff, like he's not that good, and we could talk about those stats later. But I think that that's the family that I'm really, really interested in. I also think it'd be really fun to follow Jason and Kylie Kelce. I know they've done like a lot of press. They both have their own podcast, but they have a family of four, and there was obviously all of the drama about Kylie having her baby like at the Super Bowl or not. So those are kind of my families that I'd be most interested in following. What about you?
There's a lot. I might have to agree with you on those two families, but unfortunately we are out of time. Victoria, thank you so much. The Game Podcast coming soon. Victoria, talk soon.
Thank you.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Right now.
responsibly.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show, BTS, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. This episode's zooming by, guys. I mean, it has been a ride, and you're in for another treat. I was in Iowa this past weekend, and as soon as I touched down in Cedar Rapids, it was nothing but cornfields. But you know, whenever I go places, I always have to go to a sports event. And I did just that in Iowa. Not, you know, the Hawkeyes. I went to a rodeo and came across two brothers. When it comes to rodeo royalty, there's a new dynasty making noise in the dirt. And like I said, we've not got one, but two champions joining us today. And one of them 17, and the other one's just 15. I want to welcome in Zane and Wade Magner. Zane and Wade, how are y'all?
Good. How you doing?
I am doing so good. Excited to talk about y'all's story and y'all's accolades. Zane, I want to start with you. You're just 17 and you already have a list of accolades. I know them, but I want you to tell everybody, brag on yourself a little bit. Give me your list of accolades that you've accomplished already.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Really, the biggest one so far is I went to the college finals in June. I made the short round there. And then IRCA, that's where you went, was the IRCA rodeo. I won the bronc riding average there last year, so went to the junior FR a couple times, won that once, and then won the junior World Patriot once, and that's kind of the highlights there.
Talk to me more about what you specifically do, because a rodeo, there's a lot of different events, but what is Zane's main event?
I ride saddle broncs, so, you know, you got your hack rein and your bronc saddle. You got barebacks and bull riding. That's the two Rustock events, then the saddle broncs the third, so.
Well, there you go. I mean, the country accent says it all, and it's awesome. It truly was something to watch you in action, and you've kind of taken your momentum from being in high school and now to college. And making a short go at the College National Finals Rodeo. What was that experience like?
That was awesome. I didn't start college till about halfway through the semester, and I wasn't sure if I could have made the college finals, but we ended up going there third in the region. So I didn't really know what to expect. It was awesome. There was a whole bunch of competitors there, and you had to ride. That was definitely the most competitive thing I've been to, for sure.
I mean, we have a lot of rodeos in Texas. I mean, the Houston Rodeo is huge. I've been there. I've been to a lot of rodeos in Fort Worth and also in Mesquite in the DFW area. But give me, if you could, like, describe a rodeo and what you do to people that have never experienced the fun and the excitement of a rodeo, how would you describe it?
Oh, it's awesome. If I had to describe it in one word, I'd probably say electric, you know. You got your broncs bucking as hard as they can, and cowboys trying to ride them, and even the barrel race, you know, you get up there and see some fast runs. That's even kind of cool to watch, so it's just all fun, electric. You're never really bored. That's a good way to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't bored when I saw you in Iowa and the whole rodeo. I'm curious, too, when it comes to the world of rodeo, obviously, being in Iowa, maybe it's big, maybe it's not, but how did you get into it? Was it something that you grew up on? Was it your parents that kind of told you about it? What was the moment that y'all decided to get into doing rodeo stuff?
We've always just kind of gone to rodeos, seen them. My daddy shred bulls, so just kind of always been around the rodeo scene a little bit. But I believe 8 years ago, we started a miniature rodeoing, so they would buck ponies instead of big horses, and they still do that quite a bit. And we just kind of went from there, from the ponies to the amateur rodeos to now college rodeos.
ponies to bulls, that's a like a big jump. What's that like? I mean, what is the process to get the bulls to buck like that?
The ponies are just like miniature versions of the horses, so it's really not that big of a step, except for you definitely got to learn how to deal with the power and just the scariness of a horse, I guess, really.
Well, folks, remember the name Zane Magner. He's not just winning titles. He's essentially rewriting scripts for how young athletes can chase. Before we go to your brother, I want to ask you one more question. When it comes to the pressure of being a young athlete, what is that like for you, and how have you balanced, you know, taking care of the school and also the things you need to do while kind of including and accomplishing and then continue to elevating yourself in the sports world?
Oh, it's hard. These things are hard, but I've never been one to really get too scared of pressure. No, I just try to have fun everywhere and everything I do and everywhere I go. So, I mean, you can definitely burn yourself out and mess up, but you got to have fun and just ride Bronx. That's all there is to it.
I love it. You just got to have fun. Let's go to Wade. Wade, how are you?
Good, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing so. You see those manners, guys? Just nice manners. I love it. Wade, you're 15, and you're already a three-time junior NFR champ. What are some other things that you've won?
You know, like you said, three-time junior champ. I won the Patriot as well. Won the IMRA twice. And IRR, which is another association I ride, I've won that a couple of times, so, yeah.
I mean, winning the same events multiple years in a row, that's essentially domination. Out of all of those, what's been your proudest moment so far?
Proudest moments was probably winning the junior NFR for my first time in Texas. That was pretty good.
I mean, everything's bigger in Texas, so I'm sure that was a big moment for you in terms of making sure that you perform and at such a young age. And speaking of your age, similar to your brother, kind of the pressures of everything, what keeps you driving and pushing at just 15 years old?
You know, you just got to have fun, like Zane said. You can't really do it as a job. You just got to do it as a, you know, just do it because you like it. You just gotta love it.
Not like it, but you gotta love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm curious for the both of you. I mean, you've both won the same titles, and I gotta settle this once and for all. Who's got the better buckle collection?
Oh, that's gotta be Zane for sure.
Oh, I don't know if I would say that, but.
I mean, realistically, I mean, does who has more?
Wow. It's pretty even. It's roughly 50, 55 apiece. I mean, it might be a little more than that, but I'd say we're probably about equal.
Do y'all have a favorite? Do y'all have a superstition that you do before you go into a rodeo or before you get up? What's something that you always have to do?
I don't know about, a ritual or anything, but just praying. I mean, once you're out there in the arena, there's nothing you can do. It's just all in God's hands. So, I mean, if you pray, that's about all you got to do to be ready.
What about for you?
Yes, ma'am. Zane? I'm about just like Zane. God's above all, and you can do all things through God. So that's what I believe.
Amen. Amen and amen. Yeah. Well, growing up in the same house, competing at the same events, how has that shaped your mindsets? I mean, is it a friendly rivalry or is it a built-in training partner? I mean, from your perspective, Wade, you're the younger brother. What do you think? Is it a friendly rivalry or is it a nice little training partner to have an older brother doing the same stuff?
You know, I want to say it's rivalry. I learned a lot from him. He teaches me a lot. Yeah, we get a little competitive every once in a while, but yeah, just he helps me, and I try to help him too.
What about for you, Zane?
I believe we both want to be winners, so if you hang around a winner, you're more likely going to be a winner. That's kind of how I look at it. The iron sharpens iron kind of deal.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially if your dad also, you know, was in the same position. Talk to me about that. Y'all's motivation coming from him.
He's always showed us to give it all you got. Just, I don't know if it's okay to say on here, but it's let your nuts hang. I live by that pretty much. You know, just kind of got to let it all hang out. And you can't have no backups. And I think if I was at a backup plan, I don't think I'd be this far in the bronc grind.
So what's next for you, Zane? I mean, you have a lot coming. You're in college. What do we got to look up to?
I'll turn 18 here next week, and I'll get my permit, and then I'll start pro rodeoing, and that's where you make all your money and a name for yourself. So
the pro rodeo. I'm telling y'all right here. He's one to look out for. Zane Magner in the pro rodeo. It's going to be awesome. But let's do some quick rapid fire questions. Zane, you'll answer first. Wade, you'll answer second. Quick answers only. No overthinking. Y'all ready?
All right.
All right, here we go. Favorite rodeo snack?
Darn. Beef jerky.
Doritos.
Doritos? Okay. Toughest event you've ever competed in?
The bronc grind.
The bronc grind, junior NFR.
Okay. Most embarrassing moment in the arena?
Oh, definitely losing your hat.
I fall down a couple of times coming back to the chute.
All right. Dream rodeo to win. This might be different for the both of you.
The national finals rodeo of the NFR.
Yeah, I would say that too, and the Calgary Stampede.
Okay, Calgary Stampede, I like it. All right, last one. One rider you look up to and why?
Brody Wells, I'd say right now. Just he's kind of got that all let it hang out style, and I like that about him.
I like Cade Bruno. He gets through like all the tough moves. He don't get bucked off a lot. He has a good style, and he has fun doing it.
There you go. I love both of those. Before we go, I want to ask y'all one question. This might be a little bit of a think on question, but being from Iowa, are there any challenges that y'all have faced in terms of kind of getting your name out there and getting to the bigger stage, being in a smaller state when it comes to the rodeo life?
You know, not really. Nobody really believes me when I say it, but I've been quite a few places, and I'd say Iowa's a rodeo country. I mean, you can go to a lot of places and get qualified to go to a lot of places in Iowa. So it's a really good place to make a name for yourself, especially in the bronc grind and the rough stock.
Yeah, yes, well, I would say probably about the same thing. I qualified to all my junior NFRs here in Iowa. They have a lot of rodeos here in Iowa. If you believe it or you can not, but they do have a lot of rodeos.
Would you say Iowa has the best rodeo scene in the States?
I would say so. Through the junior rodeo all the way to the amateur rodeo, it's pretty stacked. I don't really know about everybody else, but there's a lot of people that rodeo in Iowa. I know that for sure.
Well, yeah. I love it. I'm so glad that we got to share your story on this show and this network. I think that y'all have a lot of grit and y'all are disciplined and y'all are going places. Right here, Zane and Wade Magner, both of y'all, thank y'all so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
All right. That's it. The Magner boys, we're going to wrap up the show. BTS episode 19 right after this break, brought to you by the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I wonder if y'all smell that, but you probably don't because the NFL has banned smelling salts. And this is a little bit of a controversial issue because, I mean, a lot of these players use it to stimulate alertness, often after big plays or hits. But now the NFL as an organization has come together and banned it due to growing concerns that these smelling salts are possibly masking concussion symptoms. I know George Kittle had a lot to say about it, but I mean, is the organization really, is the league really kind of bending down and putting their foot down and saying, hey, we're actually going to take care of our players when it comes to CTE and all of those things? Or is this just kind of something that's they're trying to do to save face? But whatever it is, I mean, if it's masking concussions symptoms, then hey, I'm down for it, and I'm expecting more restrictions on the sideline behavior that could also mask injuries or possibly delay evaluations, but we shall see. Well, that's going to do it for us today on BTS. What a ride. Huge thanks again to all of our guests. I mean, this was a jam-packed episode. We had technically four, if you include the Magner brothers. There's two of them, obviously. But we had a lot of guests on the show, and it was awesome. Thanks for pulling back the curtain and sharing those stories you definitely won't find in a box score. Be sure to tune in next week for yet another exciting episode with even more incredible guests and insights from the world of sports. And I'm going to keep saying it. Go on Instagram right now. Type in @BehindTheSportsShow. You can follow us there for all the latest updates. We'll be right back here, same time, same place on Wednesday for another episode. I'm Giovanna Scroggins. This has been Behind the Sport on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Keep supporting, keep celebrating, and keep being curious about what happens behind the sport.